right now, ready to pop for you 20, 30, 40, 50 viable avenues of motion forward. Sometimes people say, well, I feel like I went to the dock and my ship had sailed. And we say, no problem, there's another and 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 another. So if you hear us and accept that there is another and another and another and another, and you accept the winning of the lottery might be one, an idea about something might be another. In other words, the universe is looking for paths of least resistance to satisfy through you and through how you live and through how you think the things that you've asked for. In other words, if we could just convey to you, sometimes it looks like what you think is, oh yeah, I've asked, but there's this arbitrary board that is saying, well, the worthiness isn't quite in place, or let's let that one just stew a little longer because there's more to be learned. Nothing like that is going on. When you put it over there, all forces are moving systematically and consistently toward giving you the results that you're looking for, and to the degree that you allow, through your path of most allowance or through your path of least resistance, it unfolds. You see what we're getting at? So can you feel that it is working out for you? And then play whatever games you want to play. And if we were standing in your physical shoes, and this is really what we were telling our goal setting friend earlier, we would be less intense about what we're trying to make happen, because the intensity about what you're trying to make happen is the reason for the majority of your resistant vibration. An attitude of, I will succeed, instead of, it's natural that things come to me, feel the difference. I'm going to make it happen because I'm going to prove my worthiness because I know I am worthy. Or the universe knows what I want. It's all queued up and it's just a matter of right timing. And the universe knows even better than I do the details of what would be the best unfolding for me, you see. And when you get into that place, then it's just fun to watch the drama unfold. It's fun. The attitude that you want to have is, ooh, what's next? Let's see. In what way is the universe going to surprise and delight me with the path toward all that I've been asking for? And can't you honestly say, I don't even remember everything I put in there. I don't even remember, because some of the stuff I put in there in the middle of stuff I really didn't want. I'm not even actually sure what's in there, but you can be sure it's all good. And you can be sure you're really going to like it when it unfolds. And you can be sure it will unfold. And you can be sure source is on it. And you can be sure nobody else is going to sweep in and snatch it away. And you can be sure it's there for you. And you can be sure you created it. And you can be sure it's on its way to you. The only thing that is questionable is, how long is it going to take you to line up with it? And the answer to that is, it doesn't really matter. If you're having that's why we want you to be patiently and eagerly optimistic, you see. So we would play the lottery for the fun of it, period. We would say, this is fun, and I like to get impulses, and when I get an impulse, I like to write it down and see if it plays out, and I like to see how things come. Play a game while you're in traffic. Are any of you ever in traffic? Play a game. Hold a birth date in your mind, or fixate on something every day before you get into traffic. Find something to think about that has something to do with letters and numbers, and then get into traffic and watch how quickly the universe will bring to you those numbers. You're just going to thrill at how it all winds up all around you. It's uncanny, because the probability of satisfying what's active in your vibration, especially if it's a silly game that you don't really care that much about, is 100%. The universe will show you its response to your non-resistant thought again and again and again. And when you convince yourself that the universe is responding, then you can be inspired. So here's the question that we have for you about winning the lottery. So you've been hearing us talking. We know it is becoming so redundant that you could almost gag. your source energy, you come forth, you mix it up, you throw stuff over there into your vibrational escrow, and now your work is to move in the direction of it. And so are you getting the sense that this vibrational reality is swirling, is real, and is calling you to it? Yes? So that means in the subject of winning the lottery, if my goal is to win the lottery, that means it's in there. Yes?
Yes.
So if it's in there, that means the circumstances are already being drawn. Yes? So that means the probability of the lining up of the choosing of the numbers is already set into motion. Yes?
Yes.
So if all of that is set into motion and my goal is to get in the vortex, then what's going to happen when I get in there? The numbers are going to occur to me. Yes? Now there's a difference. So think about what we're talking about here. Are you going to dictate what numbers are called? No. Universal forces are going to line up the numbers. You're going to get in there where you can see them. You see? That's the way you go about it. In other words, you chill out and get in there, and when a vision of numbers comes to you, buy a ticket. But there are a lot of people trying to will the numbers. Oh, there'll be these numbers. Yes, there'll be these numbers. Let the universe line it up, and you get in there and feel the inspiration. And that, while we're really not that interested in the details of the specifics of this creation, that's the answer to everything that you want. You've been putting the content of it there, and the universe is arranging it in a very pleasing way for you. And what law of attraction does for you is it inspires you with a sense of timing and clarity about how you now. Let's say that it's not the lottery you're trying to win. Let's say it's a lover. And let's say that you've really put a wonderful lover in there because you've had so many rotten lovers. In other words, you could look back to your past and say, hey, all you guys that gave me such a hard time, you have caused me to create something really wonderful. You were so bad, something really wonderful is in my future. And so, and we're not kidding about that. Stuff you don't want is what causes you to cause an assemblization of what you do want. So let's say that the goal is to rendezvous with this magnificent relationship. So there it is swirling, and on this one subject, this one of 20 subjects that we were talking about, circumstances and events are all being lined up, and it's not just one path to lead you. It's another and another and another and another. So it doesn't matter if you're not queued up for the first one, there's another. And if you're not queued up for that, there's another. In other words, the law of attraction doesn't say, hey, we got it already and you weren't there. Forget it. You missed your opportunity. There's nothing like that. There's another and another and another and another and another and another. So let's say that rather than you staying fixated on it and using the absence of something you really want as your reason to not feel good, let's say you're distracted by focusing upon other things that are easy to feel good about. Maybe you are involved in sports and you like it. Maybe you're personally running every day and you get in the zone. Maybe you read books that really thrill you and you feel good. Maybe you listen to music. Maybe you treat yourself nice. Maybe you have endless games that you play that keep yourself feeling good. But let's say you're pretty much often tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You feel very, very good. So the universe is lining things up and you're queued up on the brink of this. Let's say that you've moved from hopefulness into expectation. You know it's going to happen, and it doesn't matter to you when it happens. You're so sure it's going to happen, you're happy in your mind. And so now you're in there. Now an impulse to do something that will seem totally unrelated to this subject will occur to you, and the feeling of compulsion will be so strong that you just, at no matter what time it comes to you, day or night, middle of the night, doesn't matter when it comes, the feeling is so strong that your logic cannot talk it down. So you follow the impulse and run right into the rendezvous. That's how it happens. Now, later, after the fact, when you tell those stories, you say, oh, man, what a lucky thing happened to me. And we say, there's no luck involved. There's just different degrees of allowing the universe to lead you to the path of least resistance for the fulfillment of what you want. And it's never ending. It is never ending. And so when you say, I thought my inner being was helping me out, you're right. Your inner being is helping you out. When you say, I thought law of attraction is on my side, you're right. Law of attraction is on your side. There's an endless stream of probable paths to satisfy you. You just got to be in vibrational alignment with them, you see.